Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So, I am a little behind with recording this episode. I had planned to record an episode on Father's Day, but I did not have the energy. For those of you who follow me, and if you've read my book, you know that I lost my father when I was very young. So, Father's Day is a bit difficult for me. All throughout the year, actually. I mean, some days I'm okay and other days are challenging, but especially on Father's Day. So I wanted to wish all the good fathers out there a happy belated Father's Day. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you know how deserving you are. You deserve to be celebrated. You are appreciated. And I mentioned this before, when Mother's Day comes around, it's always celebrated and talked about much more. There seems to be so many more Mother's Day cards and gifts, but when you get to Father's Day, it's not talked about as much. And even when it comes to Father's Day cards, there's this small section of cards for fathers. So I just wanted you to know that you matter, and I love to see videos of fathers with their kids and especially fathers with their daughters, learning how to do their hair. And it's bittersweet for me because I look at those videos and it makes me smile. It brings me joy, but at the same time, it's a reminder of, the time that I have missed out on, with my father. But again, you all are much appreciated. And those of you who have your fathers, please don't take them for granted. Appreciate every moment that you have with them, not just on Father's Day, but every day that you have with them, because that is a beautiful thing. Also, I want to recognize my grandfather. I wrote a little bit about it in my first book, talking about how he stepped in as a father figure when my father was murdered and throughout my life. He is an amazing person. He's full of wisdom. He's so understanding and easy to talk to. And I'm just thankful to have him in my life. He's done so much for me and so much for others, and he just has such a kind heart and a genuine spirit. So I definitely have to recognize him. But I also have to talk about the other side of it and acknowledge the pain that I continue to feel. I was only 4 years old when my father was murdered. And I think being exposed to that and seeing him and being at his wake, it's a hard thing for a four-year-old to see, because it's embedded in my brain and it's something that sticks with me. That memory, I could tell you exactly the dress that I had on, the colors of the dress, the stripes. The maroon and purple color dress that I had on. I remember my godmother holding me and me looking at my father and then looking away and crying and remembering how handsome he looked. He just looked so peaceful. He looked like he was asleep, and me just wanting him to just wake up. I remember the fire behind him because he was going to be cremated. And that memory just sticks with me because I can just picture it as if it just happened and it's been so many years, but it doesn't make the pain any less. As I said, it gets more difficult for me the older that I get. So I wanted to share a chapter in my new book that's going to be coming out that's titled Grief. I know there are a number of people who can relate to not having their father in their lives. And I hope that by sharing a part of my story, that it brings you a form of comfort and it helps you in some way. Grief is a never-ending process, And it's just something that you have to just try to get through and take it day by day. So I'm going to go ahead and read you the chapter about grief. I briefly wrote about the murder of my biological father in my first book. I wanted to write more in depth about how it has affected me. I thought I was 5 or 6 when he died, but upon doing more research, I found out I was 4 at the time. He died in February 1987. I turned 5 a month after he was murdered. I still think of him and miss him to this day. I wish I had more time with him. I would have felt more protected throughout my life. It's been a huge void in my life since he was tragically taken from me. Because I was so young, it affected me more as I got older. Even though I was young, the memory of his wake is still so vivid in my mind. I hate what was done to him. He didn't deserve that. It makes me so sad to think about what his final moments were like. I am crying as I write this because the hurt I feel is still so deep at times. I wish he was here to hug me anytime, especially when I am going through difficult times. I believe he would have stepped in to prevent certain things from happening to me. I want to share so many things with him. I've heard good things about the type of person he was from some of his childhood friends and family after I wrote my first book. They told me he was a caring person, he had a good heart, and didn't bother anyone. He reminds me of myself. I know he would have been so proud of me if he were here. Grief is deep. It doesn't go away. You have moments when you feel okay, then you may break down crying because your heart feels like it's broken into pieces and you will never feel whole again. For anyone who has lost a loved one, you understand this type of pain. I want you to know I understand how you feel. It's okay to express your feelings to help you through the grieving process. Talk to God, go to therapy, write your feelings on paper, type it, write a book, create a song, join a support group, etc. Do whatever you need to help you deal with your emotions. Don't let anyone tell you to get over it or not to feel what you feel. Some people who haven't experienced this type of loss are not the best people to talk to. Opening up to someone shouldn't make you feel worse than you already feel. Don't share anything with people who make you feel bad about sharing the things that matter to you. People who truly care for you or love you don't want to be the cause of why you are hurt or see you hurt due to any other reason. They want to help you in any way they can. Grieve as long as you need to. No one can tell you how long you should be affected by the painful loss of someone who meant a lot to you. I will allow myself to feel what I feel. The hard part is knowing when people you love die, the love and connection still remains. It is an unbearable pain to have to accept that they are no longer here. It's an ongoing process of learning to live without them, but you will never forget them. So that is the chapter that I wrote about grief. I truly hope that sharing my story, and not just this story, but all of the episodes, I talk about various things, whether it's my own personal experiences or thoughts about different things, but everything that I talk about is about real life. And I hope that this has helped and this will help some of you out there who needed to hear this message. I understand how you feel. So, at times when you may feel like you are alone and no one understands how hard it is, no one understands how deep the pain is, there are a number of people who do understand it. We may not know each other personally, but just know that there are people like myself who can relate to you. And my hope is that my words will help you in some way. So thank you so much to everyone who has been supportive of me. If you've been following me since I started back in 2020, one of my first episodes was dedicated to my father. I believe it was March 2020. And to this day, that episode is number two on my top 10 episodes. Therapy is still number one and has been number one for some time now. So that shows that a lot of people can relate to those episodes as well as many others. And again, I hope that it is helping you in some way. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.